Blog Talk Radio.
This is Marcy Cheek, and this is my show, Say What, Where, When, and most importantly, Why. I have been asking why my whole life. I have always been interested in the cause of things, not the results or the symptoms, but what caused it? What caused something? Why do people do what they do? I looked into psychology, but I couldn't find any answers there. So I've just asked these questions my whole life, like, what was it about that Gangnam-style video that overnight made it the most watched video on YouTube? I find these things fascinating. So on my show, I'm going to give you some of the answers I have found to what, when, where, most importantly, why. And if you have a question you would like to ask, something maybe you've wondered about your whole life, let me find out the answer for you. You can email me at mcheek0509@aol.com. I know, I'm still with AOL. been with them for 20 years. And that's mcheek0509. That's my birthday, May 9th, at aol.com. And now let's talk about the end of the worlds and brave new worlds. We have already discussed on another show the difference between the Greek word for world and the Greek word for earth. So just to review, a world in the Greek, that word is cosmos, and it means a world orderly arrangement or a calendar of events. Even a filing system, a scheme. In other words, it's a ordered, structured arrangement. So a world can be a world of horses, I lived in the world of horses for a while. My granddaughter was an equestrian while she was in grade school and high school. That's a huge world. First of all, you have the horse, and the horse has to have a stall, and you have to clean those stalls, and you have to feed that horse. You ever hear that saying, eat like a horse? They eat a lot. And you have to ride the horse every day, and then she rode in shows. And then we had to get a trailer to haul the horse to the show, and she had to have all kinds of special clothes. I think her boots were $200, and she had a special hat and jacket and her leggings that she wore. I mean, it's a whole big, huge world, horses, especially if you ride in shows. So there's a world of football. Anybody out there play fantasy football? There's a new world of all of video games. We'll talk about that some other time. So these are the worlds. These are orderly arrangements, motorcycles, cats, dogs. There's all kinds of worlds out there. What world do you live in? What world is important to you? Some of those worlds are ending. Not any of the ones I just mentioned, but there are many worlds that are beginning to end now, many worlds. But the earth goes on forever. Now, the word in the Greek for earth is G-H-A-Y, and it means land or soil, the ground, the solid part. And our earth is in a solar system. Our earth, you know, turns on its axis and then goes around the sun, our sun, and there's some interesting cycles that go with these turning. See, our earth is turning while it goes around our sun. Well, our sun is in the Milky Way galaxy, and it's going around in the Milky Way galaxy. And then the Milky Way galaxy is going around a great central sun in our universe. Our universe is named Nebadon. Our Milky Way galaxy is one of 30 galaxies that are going around the great central sun in our universe. And then our universe is in a big super universe. We're in super universe number 7, or Vantan. And so these turnings, you know, Ezekiel had a vision about this. He saw the wheels within the wheels within the wheels. You can look that up in the Bible. So all these cycles right now at 12:21:12. Are coming to, are finishing up. Well, a cycle is a circle. So if you go around the circle, like our earth turns, you know, in 24 hours, we have a day, it doesn't end. It ends the day, but it begins the night. And then it ends the night, and then it begins the day. Well, that's the way these cycles work. There was a European astronomer, his name was Milankovitch, M-I-L-A-N-K-O-V-I-T-C-H, Milankovitch. He studied these cycles, and we're at the end of a 26,000-year cycle, but also in our Milky Way galaxy, we're finishing up, ending a 230-million-year cycle, which was, these things are the, man studied all of these cycles too and had the most complicated astronomical calendar that even our astronomers today, I don't think, really fully understand it. So just know that, you know, our Earth, Mr. Milankovitch, studied these cycles because our Earth is in an ecliptical cycle, around the sun. So sometimes we're closer to the sun, sometimes we're farther away, sometimes we're closer to Jupiter, sometimes we're closer to Saturn. And these all affect. So when people talk about the weather, you know, about the global warming, well, yes, we have these cycles. We're in warming cycles, we're in cooling cycles, depending on where we are in our ecliptical cycle. So don't be afraid of these things. Don't let the media take advantage of you because you don't know the truth. You listen to my show because I'm going to tell you the truth, capital T, and you won't have to be afraid of anything. Everything is operating perfectly in our universe. Jesus Christ, Jesus is the creator son of our universe. There's, you know, many, 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 many universes. And everything is working perfectly. Earth hasn't run into Mars lately. Our solar system keeps its place in the Milky Way galaxy. We don't run into any, and our galaxy doesn't run into any of these other 30 galaxies in our universe. Everything goes perfectly. Do you know? See, I do beach weddings. I know I'll talk about those sometime. But I have to check the tides before I book a beach wedding because I work in Laguna Beach, and Laguna Beach is small. The beaches are small. And at a high tide, we don't have any beach. So I have to take the bride's date, and then I can go online to a website that can tell me what the tide is going to be in 100 years, in 1,000 years. Everything is so perfectly ordered in our universe that they can tell exactly how high the tide is going to be on any given day. I just think that's wonderful. Doesn't that make you feel peaceful to know that it's working to the second? I can go down to that beach and know exactly how high in the tide is going to come. You know, it just makes me feel loved. I feel like I'm in this safe place. I'm in a very safe place. Why don't you tell yourself that every day? I live in a very safe universe. My universe is working perfectly. And Jesus is in charge. I am loved. Everything is going the way it's supposed to go. Now, we do have say-so about some of this, and if you keep listening to my show, you will learn how to participate in it in a very positive way. But first of all, we're going to get your own personal life operating as perfectly as our universe operates, and then you'll be in sync. And then you can dance like this Gangman guy dances, and everything will feel wonderful. You'll be full of energy. You'll be happy. It does make you happy to watch that video, doesn't it? He just is so full of energy. And that's what we want here in our own personal life. So now, have you got it straight now? We're at 12:21:12. Some worlds are ending. It is the end of some worlds, but it's the beginning of brave new worlds. The first new world that you're going to, that I would like to encourage you to explore is yourself. Yourself. I have asked the most questions of why of myself. Why did this happen? Why did I go through that? And I have gotten down to the causes of a lot of things. So on this show, since we only have an hour, I'm going to just discuss three places where I feel like we should expect some change. And I have a couple guests with me today that are going to tell us what they feel is going to be going to change. And the major, major, major change that we are going to be going through now from the old world's ending and the new brave new world's beginning is we're going to go from our head to our heart. We're going to start making all of our decisions from our heart. And we're going to not live in fear. We're going to live in love. I have found out that the heart has its own nervous system. It has its own nervous system. And then it goes there to the brain. So in our heart, we have to get our heart full of love. Just get our heart full of love and quit judging, quit condemning, quit. We're going to begin to accept each other's differences. We're going to live in harmony and diversity. We're going to alter our expectations so that we can accommodate the differences. Do you know that there's not a single person on this earth that's like anybody else? Not a single one. We're all individual, unique creations. I've just learned that even everybody's brain is different. I've been studying these brains, you know, to try to understand autism and Asperger's and these things. Well, what I found out is I kind of have an autistic brain. It's a specific kind of brain. It operates differently than other kinds of brains. We're not all the same. That is why the first thing that I see changing the soonest is we're going to go from drugs and surgery and doctors to holistic, alternative, integrative forms of healthcare. Healthcare is the biggest thing on the table right now. The cost of it, the way the drug companies rule everything now, the way, you know, I live here in a senior community in Orange County where you have to be 55 to live here, and the median age is 78. Every single person I know takes anywhere from 10, 15, 20 different kinds of medications every day. How in the world could your body figure that all out? It's all artificial stuff. Do you know our bodies were created in its first place to know how to take care of everything that happens to us? And our body doesn't ever have to do anything the same way twice. It has an infinite ability to, has infinite organizing power. It has the infinite ability to make whatever is necessary without any side effects. Do you ever listen to any of those side effects? I can't watch television anymore at all. It's all sponsored by the drug companies, and it's, you know, gives you all these horrible side effects. Our body has infinite organizing power with complete and total creativity. It has a healing potential that never ends. It works out of pure consciousness. And when we get every cell of our body full of love, not just our heart, but every cell of our body operating in love, knowingness, and bliss, then we're not going to ever be sick. We will end sickness as we know it today. And I see these new healthcare clinics popping up everywhere. I just got a flyer about one last week. And just listen to this menu. Massage therapy, sound healing therapy. Now, I am as a board-certified tuning fork practitioner, and I do go to health fairs, and I do tunings on people because your body is just a great big orchestra, and every single one of your organs is a certain vibration, and if one of those organs isn't working exactly right, you can tune it up. Did you ever hear how a orchestra plays the A, the 440 hertz, and then all of the other parts of the orchestra start to sound their tone, and they get in harmony with that 440 hertz, that A sound, and now the whole orchestra is sounding the same note perfectly. Well, that's what we can do with our body, and I do that at health fairs. Reiki, reconnective healing, sound healing, Rolfing, craniosacral therapy. Here's a person who does deep tissue massage, Thai massage, hot stone therapy, and reflexology. Did you know your feet can tell every single thing about you? You have a little man in your ear, little points in your ear, acupuncture points that can stimulate different parts of your body. Your hand has reflex points. Your iris of your eye can tell everything. It knows everything that has ever happened to you in your body can be read in the iris of your eye. Crystal healing, life coaching. We're going to talk about the life coaching in with a guest today. So these quantum mechanic this person says she deals in quantum mechanics. I'd love to talk to her. She's a nutrition counselor. And so these health care clinics are popping up. It's so exciting to see them. So we're going to not have to take drugs anymore. I know that's going to make, you know, it's like, who's going to pay for all the TV? Well, most of the TV is trash anyway. It's just all about killing and criminal minds. And I don't know why people find that so fascinating. It disgusts me. Why do you think we had that big massacre? I mean, if a society continues to concentrate on its worst elements and have shows about people in prison and all these people with all these disorders, that's what builds in the consciousness of the people. And eventually it's just going to spill out into real life. It's just a fact. Well, I don't know why everybody's so upset and wondering about it. It's just the way things are. So we're going to do away with the drug companies. You know, they make up diseases. COPD is a made-up disease. It's made up so that they can sell the drugs. And you know what? A lot of these drugs, they've been working in one area, and then they find another aspect of it that they didn't know about. That's how Viagra was found out. You know, they were working on schizophrenia, and they found out that the men that took this drug all, you know, were able to function in a different way sexually, and so then they just started selling it as a sexual enhancement. So, you know, where's the science in that? That was just a big mistake. Well, not a mistake as far as what the results were, but that's not what they were going for. They were trying to help schizophrenics. So if we do away with the drug companies, then there's a lot of things that are not going to be funded. And so there will have to be new sources of funding available. Although the brave new worlds that are opening up will fund their own things, but it's going to really change a lot of things. It's going to change so much as these old worlds close out and the new worlds open up. It's going to be exciting. So we'll do away with drugs and surgery, the worlds of drugs and surgery. It's just an insult to open up the body. Do you know that the body inside is perfectly pure? It knows how it we have a whole defense system that is constantly monitoring the inside of us, looking for things and fixing them. Is in a constant search, constantly searching, running around looking for anything that could harm or hurt. And when you open up that closed system and allow things from the outside air to get in there, it's just, it's an assault on that system that is overwhelming. It destroys it, it confuses it, and makes it so that it never will ever operate probably right again, although I do believe we can restore the perfection. I do believe that. So there are ways, we will have all these wonderful new ways. I can take my tuning forks and I can find out whatever is going on in a person's body. I can tell. And the thing is, it's not just the physical body. Your physical body is a neutral place. It is the last place things are going to manifest, the very last place. If it's gotten into your physical body, it's been going on in your life for years. And I can go out into your etheric body with my tuning forks, and I can find those little causes. I can find those places that are not in harmony, that are mixed up, and we can retune them. And sometimes we just blow them up and get rid of them with the sound. Sound alters matter. Matter is not set in stone. Your DNA is not set in stone. You can alter your DNA. You do not have to die of a heart attack because your dad died of a heart attack. You do not have to have diabetes because diabetes runs in your family. Those are predispositions in your DNA, but you can alter the DNA with sound. Isn't that wonderful? Doesn't that give you hope? Don't you think, well, why didn't somebody tell me this? I'm telling you. You now know the truth. DNA can be altered with a 528 hertz sound. They proved this in UCLA laboratories. The reason why you don't hear about these things is because the AMA isn't going to let you hear about it. They fight this stuff. They don't want to. They know it's their death knell. They know it's going to put them out of business. So they fight and not let things like this happen. And so now, see, now we have the internet and people can find out the truth. We don't have to be dumbed down anymore. We don't have to sit in our little boxes and be fed a crumb of bread. We can get out of the box. Get out of the box. Walk free. Be free. Know the truth. Capital T. Well, I think I need Gangman Video to play me some music here. So your health is going to be the biggest, the number one biggest change. The old worlds of medicine and, you know, my doctor, years ago, the doctor used to treat the whole man. And my doctor, I have a doctor. You have to have a doctor today. He tells me I should do this and that and the other, you know, all those tests they want you to do every year because that's what makes the money and that's what keeps the hospital running. And he puts that all down in front of me. I say, no, 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 no. No, 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 and sign my name, and that protects him. So, like, if you know, against being sued, I guess. Like, then if I came up with something, and then he said, "Well, see there, I told you to take the test, and you wouldn't do it." He's protected. It's okay. I don't mind doing that. It's my body. I'm going to do what I want with my body. I don't trust any of those other things. So I trust my body. But the body is the neutral place. And the body is only like a big Xerox machine. Think of it like that. If you put a piece of paper on a Xerox machine and you push that button, you're going to get a picture of what that paper is. Well, that's what your body is. Your body is just a giant Xerox machine that is just taking a picture of what you're feeding into it, and not just physically food. All your thoughts, all your worries, all your regrets, all your hatreds, all your angers, all your betrayals, all your being sorry. Your body is... you want to get even. All those things that go on in your mind and in your feelings and those hard places in your heart, that's all being fed into your body. And then the body says, ooh, that hurts, that hurts. See, pain is just the body trying to operate perfectly with all this junk in it, junk in your cells. There's junk in cells. If you have pain somewhere, you've got junk in those cells. There's a PhD physicist, Dr. Candace Pert, that actually was able in the laboratory to measure the emotions in the cells. The emotions. They have weight. They are matter. They have become matter. And if you have an emotion stuck in a cell, that cell's trying to do what it's supposed to do, and it can't. And it keeps trying to and trying to and trying to, and it makes pain. That's what pain is. The body can operate perfectly, and if it's painful or if it's diseased, D-I-S-E-A-S-E-D, diseased, there's something in there that's not supposed to be in there. And you can get it out. You don't need a drug or surgery to get it out. You can get it out through wonderful new alternative, integrative, complementary healthcare practices that are the brave new worlds that are breaking out today. Hi, this is Marcianne, and I'm meeting here with my friend Linda. And Linda has a special machine that has just really started to begin to be available here in the United States. And for all of you Trekkie fans, it kind of operates like a Dr. McCoy tricorder. She can hook a person up to this machine, and it will read all of the systems of you as a person, your spiritual, mental, emotional. And so, Linda, I want to thank you so much for joining with me today. We're going to try to say this in 25 words or less, and I know that isn't possible to really go into the whole concept of this therapy, but thank you for being here today.
And thank you, Marcianne.
I'm privileged. I wanted you to do what you felt was sort of like a little bitty introduction to what this machine does.
Basically, this is a quantum biofeedback system, and it measures information from the body that's needed for the body to restore itself. It works with the subconscious, and it helps to reduce stress, your stress level, and it helps to have the body have the ability to repair itself. Basically, it scans the body, it scans your mind. There's not a part of the body that it doesn't register.
So you've been going to health fairs like I have. I've been doing my tuning forks, and you've been taking the Q. It's called the QX machine.
Actually, it's QX, or other people would know it by the EPFX or SCIO, S-C-I-O, which is Latin, meaning to know.
To know.
To know.
EO means to know in Latin, right?
Okay. And you've been offering clients what you call just a quick scan.
Actually, it's a quick scan that involves a test. You're actually, let me back up, you're calibrated. That tells me how well you're able to handle, if we're going to get into any of the therapy that is recommended by your subconscious. So initially, we have a calibration. And right away, I find out your brain function, adrenals, your resistance, that's overall health, oxygen, how well your body's oxygenated,
hydration,
and pH, okay? And after I see that, then I look over at whether you are in what they call an adapt phase, alarm phase, exhaustion phase. Basically, what you want is to be in an alarm phase. That means the body's immune system is actually working. If something's thrown at you, you pick up, you cut yourself, the body is going to react right away. It goes into an alarm stage, like, okay, something's wrong, let's take care of it. That's where you want to be. So I look to see how well you are overall before I proceed to the test. Let's say that, we use a hundred as a base number. So if I see 85 to 100, that's pretty good. And so I can go forward. Then we do a 3 to 4 minute test that scans everything. It's about 10,000 items that will come up on your test. And I'm only looking at one page, and there's all these different categories. I can look at emotions. I can look at your vertebrae. I can look at your teeth. They have a blood panel. They actually have a genetically modified food panel. That you name it, fungus, worms, it's all there. Imponderables. So if there's a specific area, we want to look at your different tissues, or maybe you have a toothache. I don't know, you can go anywhere. But the test, I look mainly at the first page of the test. And then I see what is the recommended therapy. And it could be acupuncture. It could be a color therapy, which would be for your emotions.
That happened to me. Remember when you ran that test on me, and I was in the right in the high season of my weddings, and I was stressed, and you ran the QX on me, and it said that I was to wear gray and be peaceful. So it was a color therapy. Isn't that a lot better than drugs? Instead of going and getting Xanax from the doctor, I just got out my grays and I wore gray, and it helped me to think and be more calm.
Absolutely. And the color therapy isn't just about about just your emotions, although the color does help. What happens is that different colors relate to different enzymes in the body, and you could be missing that enzyme. So if you wear the color, you're picking up that energetic imprint of that enzyme. And so you can tell that depending on the color, it'll match different parts of the body. So that's another one of the therapies.
Talk a little bit about the pH balance. Let's talk about pH balance, oxygen, and hydration. Actually, the adrenals are what register stress levels, right?
Yes. And not only that, in Chinese medicine, it's your kidneys. And, of course, you know that the adrenals sit on top of the kidneys. So that's your overall energy level in the body.
So if we're out of energy, what does that mean? Our adrenals are shot, right?
Well, how shot are they? Chinese medicine says, that you have 100% energy, and that if you stay within that top 50%, you'll always restore. But if you're under stress long enough and you just can't seem to let up on it, you're constant, it's constant, constant, constant. Now you've got adrenal burnout. The chances are that you wouldn't restore a lot of that energy again.
Until what?
Well, until the Chinese say never, but of course
believe that.
Right. No, you.
So if you're at exhaustion, you just need to take all your clothes off and get into bed and rest.
Get into bed and take a nice bath in Epsom salts. And that sort of detoxes the body and it relaxes it. And especially if you're under any type, if you're taking medications, that would help too. And of course, the medications are causing a lot of stress on the body.
Yeah, and pH balance, it's been said that if the body's in pH balance, cancer cells can't live. Do you agree with that?
No.
No?
No, actually, what's interesting is if you have a TB virus, you can't. You will never have cancer because TB eats cancer, which is really interesting because we're vaccinated out of the TB.
So, and then the importance of hydration and the oxygen. What is the importance of the oxygen in us?
Well, you want to have your body. You have to have the oxygen that carries out throughout the body. If you don't have the oxygen, you're probably going to have a very acidic system, too.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to have a lot of oxygen. And people under stress usually breathe shallow,
mm-hmm.
so they don't have the oxygen
yeah.
they need. You really need some deep breathing.
And hydration
and
is
hydration.
So important.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah.
And the pH, you know, it's really a delicate balance. And if you're under a lot of stress, again, you're going to have an acidic system. And
so what are some of your therapies that have come up when you've examined a person and that shows a really high stress level? Then what have you seen the machine recommend?
Well,
besides the color therapy that I got,
they have about five different main therapies that would be recommended. Color's one. They have another one that just deals with your organ system. Your tissues, organs get out of balance, and this is balancing. Then we have acupuncture. That's huge.
Yeah.
Possible that your spine is out of alignment and you need some spinal work. And, of course, you carry all your emotions, too, in your spine. And so...
in the cerebral spinal fluid going up and down?
Oh, emotions anywhere. I mean,
well, yeah, in every single cell.
All the way down from the coccyx right up to your vagus nerve.
Exactly.
A lot of times they may recommend a sympathetic, parasympathetic therapy, which is actually working with your adrenals and your parasympathetic system and the vagus nerve, and that's in the back of your neck, the vagus nerve, and that lines everything up. If you are stuck in the sympathetic, that means that your adrenals are on go.
Constantly.
Mm-hmm. And you're being drained, and you're being drained, and you're tired, and you're stressed. And that's like a go, 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 fight or flight. So you want to correct that and get back into the parasympathetic. So that's the break. So it's like a delicate stop, go, stop, go, stop, go. So your body isn't just floored like a gas pedal.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, then we have also, we have a DNA to wake up your DNA because a lot of times you need a little jolt. And basically those are the main therapies. And then they get into offshoots of those.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And actually, they wouldn't have the Schumann resonance. So it's possible that you need to be grounded, and you would work on that for maybe just a couple minutes.
I remember when you first did the QX on me, you told me I was hardly here on the earth at all. You said I was kind of 96% off the earth, and only about 6% of me was here. But I was doing a lot with that 6%.
Yeah. I was really surprised you were still walking.
But we did get me a lot more grounded here.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And Marcy adapted well to the therapy. It just levels you out. It mm-hmm. calms you down. And I've had friends call me, you know, they've had problems with their husbands or they broke up with their boyfriend.
Yeah,
and
that's
just
a hard time.
And so I run the QX, what I call the QX on them, and just give them a lot of flower essences and just balance it out. And I do the nervous system, the parasympathetic and sympathetic nervous system.
What is interesting about this and might be hard for people to really believe is you do this remotely. It's like a person can call you up and you ask them certain information which you feed into the QX, and then you can run the scan that way. Can you kind of give a simplistic explanation of how that works?
Well, it's based on radio waves, and I'm sure everyone knows about that. But what happens is, and I don't know if anyone understands the Hebrew alphabet, maybe? The alphabet? What happens is that your name is reduced into a number, and the number equals a frequency. And
that frequency doesn't belong to anybody else. I've already talked about how individual we all are.
Your name, your birth date, where you were born, that's your imprint. And that is fed into the computer, and that recognizes you.
Isn't that wonderful?
And so I do. A lot of times I've worked with people who have pacemakers, and you can't hook them up to an electrode.
Mm-hmm.
So you actually are sitting there right with them, and it's remote. But I have worked on a lot of my clients were all over the United States, and in fact, I had some in India that I worked on.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter.
It's kind of the way our cell phones work and the way the Internet's working. It's all through the vibrations and the waves.
Right. It's a radio wave, so
yeah,
it's
waves.
Transmitted. And it's a two-way, you know, it's a feedback. Whatever's put out to you, your subconscious is sending back to the device. All I am is a facilitator. Everything is between you and your superconscious mind. And there's the recommendations.
Yeah.
So it depends on what you want to work on. Could be working on anything.
And you also have this vision of the wellness centers. We've talked about that. I see that as the future also, where we're not going to have hospitals anymore where people are cut open and bleed and die and are drugged beyond their sensibilities, but we're going to have these wonderful wellness centers, wellness clinics, complementary and alternative holistic ways to build people's health and help them be whole again in these wonderful, gentle ways.
Well, I think now more than ever, there's so many new integrative medicines, so to speak, that it's a choice. And all these alternatives, it's not to replace a doctor or even to replace any drugs or medications you might need to take. It is an alternative, and the intent is to work with your doctor. And that's what, and I'm hoping that we have more and more of the wellness centers so we can all work together.
Exactly. I agree with that 100%. I want to thank you so much for coming today, and I'm sure I'm going to be having you back on the show. And along the way, I want you to come back and talk about what's going, because this certainly is the future, and the future is now, today. And as you say, we have a choice. We're not stuck in some place with a gun to our head being told that we have to do this and we have to do that. We're in charge of our own life, and we do have the choice. And do you know that now more than 50% of the people here in the United States are choosing alternative ways because the old stuff just isn't working anymore? And we have this wonderful, brave new world of holistic healthcare coming that's just going to take us into all that we can possibly be as a human being here on the earth. So thanks again, and we'll be talking again with you soon. Bye.
Wow.
I just wanted to say one last thing here about this world of cancer. Did you know that everybody has cancer in their body at some time or another? And this marvelous defense system that we have, the immune system, is constantly, you know, on the alert, looking for a cell here and there that's not operating right and helping it. They actually go in and destroy those cells. And all cancer research today is to try to find the cancer sooner. And the mass mind, you know, consciousness today is, okay, we'll find it sooner and it'll be easier to get away with. But what's really going to happen here is that everybody will end up having cancer. It's what fund the cancer keeps the hospitals going, the doctors going. It's the biggest money resource that there is in the medical field today. And radiation and chemotherapy and all of that. And the place to find the cancers is not with diagnostic, the Western medical diagnostics. You need to go out into your etheric body, into your body of your emotions, the body of your thoughts, and the other parts of you, rather than the physical body, to find cancer, because it's there long before it ever manifests as a misfunctioning cell in the physical body. So I would recommend that everybody stop giving money to all cancer research, every bit of it, because all it's going to do is end up having everybody have cancer. That's their goal. And you don't want to have cancer? You know, I can sit here in my chair and say, I am never going to have cancer because I am not going to allow it to get in my body, because I'm going to deal with it before it ever gets in the physical body. And you can too. Listen to me, please. You can get out of that old world. That's a world that's going to close up and fail. It's going to take a lot of people down with it, and you don't want to go down with it. You want to stay in the brave new world where we live in peace and joy and harmony. And I'll tell you the best way that you can start to do it. Every day I listen to a meditation by Dr. Deepak Chopra. It's called the Soul of Healing Meditation. You can order it from him. Soul of Healing Meditation. And what it does is allow you to bring love and wisdom and joy into all the cells of your body. And he helps you cleanse out other things that are in there. Those things causing pain. Those things causing dis-ease in your body. He tells you what to do to cleanse and purify and bring homeostasis to those cells so that they can do what they know how to do. Remember, your body has infinite organizing power. It has complete intelligence on how to handle anything. And it never has to do anything the same way twice. If I'm dealing with something in the body, I just allow the body to do what it knows how to do without fearfulness, in peace, and knowing that it's operating for my highest and best good. So if you get that CD, I think you can probably download it too to iTunes. From his website, Dr. Deepak Chopra. He's also on Blog Talk Radio. He has wonderful programs. That's why I'm on Blog Talk Radio, is because Deepak Chopra chose it, and I feel like he's a person of the highest wisdom here on the earth. I believe he's a Melchizedek, and maybe I'll talk about those sometime. There's an order of Melchizedeks. They bring the wisdoms to planets. And Dr. Chopra certainly has done that. I worked in his clinic for a year as a volunteer. It just was wonderful. They don't use drugs and surgery. They use all of these complementary, integrative, higher consciousness programs to help a person get their body in alignment with the perfection that's there. Did you know that there is a divine blueprint in your body? I tell my body, you can operate according to the divine blueprint. It's divine. It's perfect. It knows what to do. You can trust it. You don't need to be afraid. Remember, we're going to start to live now in love. We're not going to live in fear anymore. We're not going to be tossed about by every wind of doctrine of people that do not have your highest and best good at their as their motive. They're out to make money. And if you follow the money trail, you always can follow the money trail and find all sources of evil. But if you follow the love trail, you'll find perfection and safety and peace. And you'll be able to live your life totally healthy. I don't take any drugs. I don't take any kind of vitamins or any of that. I let my body do what it knows how to do perfectly. All my family, just my sister says, gee, I wish I had your energy. And my kids say, hey, Mom, slow down. We can't keep up with you. And it's this is not unusual. This is possible for everybody. Come on into the new world. The new worlds where our foods are not altered, and we got to quit drinking milk. You know, the milk is for cows. We're not a cow. Did you know that a cow has an internal temperature of around 130-140 degrees. It's a totally different chemistry. It's amazing to me that we've even gotten any degree of health from cow's milk at all. We're not a cow. We're a human. And beef, of course, we've got to quit eating the beef. Beef slows everything down. If I get a little beef in something, I can feel it instantly. I just feel my whole body just slow down, get real lethargic. Totally cuts off my energy. Plus, I guess the cows are contributing to the global warming thing. Oh, boy, there's just so much that needs to be changed, isn't there? Oh, we need to. Our bodies don't know how to deal with these genetically altered foods at all. That's all chemistry, and it's not made to, you know, break down in our bodies the way it was originally supposed to. So we have to take control here. We have to take charge. We have to be individually responsible now for ourselves. And that's going to be what I'm going to talk about in the next segment with my special guest as we begin to develop the next thing that needs to be changed and altered. The world that needs to end is our educational system, and the brave new world that's going to open is in the way we're going to learn and be schooled. So that's next. Hi, this is Marcianne, and I'm here with Reverend Danielle, who is the founder and operator of a wonderful new spiritual work here in Irvine, California, called the Temple of Light. Welcome, Danielle.
Thank you, Marcy. Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm excited to have you because I came here for when you moved into these beautiful new facilities that you're in now here in Irvine, and I came for that first dedication service. Sundays are hard for me because, you know, I'm doing weddings all day Saturdays, but I made a point to be sure and be here for that. And I had an experience I haven't had very many times in my whole life, and that is, while I sat there for that hour and a half and listened to the celebration, I was able to, in my heart, agree with every single word that was said.
Oh, my goodness.
And I haven't had that happen very often.
I don't think anybody said it to me that way before. Thank you.
I agreed 100%. And I had this feeling like, oh, this is the future. This is the place where people are going to now get the truth, and they're going to be able to learn about themselves and who they really are. Okay, now this show is the end of the world and the beginning of the new world. And one of the worlds that I do see coming down is the purpose and the function of a union. It's been needed in the past. People couldn't talk for themselves. People needed an advocate. And so the union came in, and it helped organize the people and, you know, let them quit being taken advantage of and got them some nice benefits and things. But now the unions are bankrupting our cities and our states and our companies. I mean, we just had to have ding-dongs go away because of the union. And so, what is the brave new world that is going to come forth to take that place, the advocate? You know what? I think we're going to begin to be the advocate for ourselves. And that's what I wanted to talk to you about today, because you have a wonderful program, a mentorship program that helps a person realize all that they can be. So would you just tell me a little bit about it?
Well, I was my own mentor. I always say that we are our own biggest client. And so I work on myself first. As I was going through building the temple, building the team, producing the magazine, the websites, the emails, the classes, the meditation circles, I knew that through my own spiritual journey that the only limitations that I witnessed were those that were coming from inside of me. And so as I advocated my own change mm-hmm. and became my own catalyst for change, I realized I went through certain exercises and certain what I call internal inventories of emotions and said, why am I behaving this way? I had to work through the idea of coming out of the closet and saying I was a, quote, spiritual healer and getting that look on people's face when they heard me say that. I had to get past fears of whether or not I was going to freeze up in a reading or a session. I had to work past the idea that someone might not like what I had to say. I had to get past the idea of that I didn't know how to market myself. So as I went through all of these motions myself, I realized that now that I had a certain amount of success, and yes, we have a beautiful 7,000 square foot
gorgeous
building here in Irvine, that I have, although not perfect, I'm still on my journey, I have achieved a certain amount of success with going in and doing that internal inventory. And I want to mentor people. And there are so many beautiful, talented, gifted, heartfelt, genuine healers out there that don't quite have that grounded, centered way to present themselves to do the work. And so the mentorship program, it's a 10-topic program. People can come in and have just one or two sessions, and we'll hone in on the most important thing that they need, or they can actually take the whole 10 program, and we do processes of stepping into your power, recognizing that you're a healer, knowing which way you're going to do it. We work on any self-worth that you have about earning money in this field and any dichotomies of beliefs that work against each other. We get those clear and center. We work on the kind of work that you want to do and being a speaker and diversifying and having multi-products and how to market yourself. There's a spiritual way to market. We don't use warlike marketing tactics anymore. We
right.
share what we do. I teach them how to get that one-on-one conversation down that tells people what they do in a way that invites the person to ask some more, so they aren't just doing a chronic monologue for 10 minutes and getting a deer in the headlights expression on the other end. So I teach them how to have opening conversations with people, and if the people ask for more, how to genuinely share what they do, how to move forward, how to have confidence, how to step into their power. We look at the name of their business, their taglines, and their websites, and we position a soft, gentle, confident, well-presented spiritual healer that when they pull out that business card and that website, they're really proud of it, and their energy expands
mm-hmm.
as
mm-hmm.
they pull that business card out.
It's magnetic.
Yes. Have you ever had anybody hand you a business card and they look at you and say, oh, sorry, the number on here is wrong, and oh, I'm in the process of getting new business cards, as compared to, here is my business card. And when somebody puts together one like that, the energy that's behind it is amazing.
Well, I have seen some of these cards because I've been taking a class with you now for quite a while, almost a year, every Tuesday night. In fact, last Tuesday we didn't have it and I felt lost because we're in our Christmas hiatus here and we'll start again in January. And I've seen these people that you've worked with, that they take, some of them have taken the class. I've watched them, how they've sort of blossomed and bloomed. I see them walk with a different kind of a walk. And I feel their energy now as they know more who they are. And then this one card, I can't remember which girl it was, handed me this card. It was so beautiful. Just the card itself had an energy to it.
Yeah.
It wanted to come into my hand, and I almost felt like loved when I received it, you know. So I can see that it is working, and I just... think it's so important for all of us to begin to realize our special gifts and powers. Because
Absolutely.
This just isn't for, I know you used the word healers, but in a sense, aren't we all healers?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Talk a little bit more about that.
You know, the person behind the counter that helps you find that special
yes.
gift for somebody, the person that sells you flowers, the person that, you know, sends you your, puts you on a train or a plane,
right.
We are all of service.
I use the word minister, little M. You know, I am an ordained minister, and so are you, which is maybe more of a capital M, but I think of us as ministers, little M, like the teller at the bank and the cashier at the grocery store. We're all ministers and healers in some sense. We're either going to create a healing or we're going to create a war
Absolutely.
Between two people. So we're all healers, and we all have special gifts and talents. And in this class I'm taking, you're teaching us how to develop our intuitive side. Talk a little bit about that. Because that's in the healing part,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's my favorite class. It's called Conscious Anatomy. And I teach people how to scan their own body and those of other people, their friends, family, or clients. Because when the body is out of balance, it is at disease. And these come from our own thoughts and beliefs and programs and emotional trauma. We learn to look at the body, see what's wrong, understand which emotions affect that part of the body. And by transforming the emotions, we allow the body to heal. And in some cases, the body heals instantaneously.
Mm-hmm.
And even if not instantaneously, it actually puts on a track back to recovery. Or even if you go and get an allopathic surgery, the idea that you've cleared the emotions around creating it means you're not going to recreate it again. How many times have you heard people say, my cancer came back,
yeah.
or my brain tumor came back? If the doctor gets rid of it and you still have the emotions that created it in the first place, you are going to recreate it. The body overhears every single word and thought that we have, and it resonates with our own mind. The mind-body-spirit connection is one. They all work together.
Yes.
And as we learn that and we start having harmless thoughts,
yeah,
then our body is no longer at risk of being harmed.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so we have to clean up our inner thoughts and our expressions.
So as each one of us learn our own special gifts and talents and the reason why we're here, why we came and what we have to share, you know, it seems like the unions, they ask for more and more and more, and they give less and less and less, which is against spiritual principle, because the principle is to give, and then you shall receive abundantly. And so as each one of us learns to have our own special gift and talent, and we begin to give that out onto the earth, then I see it as a source of our well-being, not only in a health sense, but financially. We can charge for whatever it is that our gift and our talent manifests, right? And that's what you help these people do in your mentorship program. You help them develop a marketing plan and the best way to present themselves, how much to charge, for how long, and all those things, right?
Absolutely. And the most important thing with a spiritual healer is to create a balance between knowing that they have the self-worth to charge a reasonable
yes.
and fair fee that is an exchange of energy.
Exactly.
But also, more importantly, knowing when to just give it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we do have balance. We don't want to be out of balance and always charge and turn somebody away that needs help. But we also don't want to be in the other spectrum of giving it away for free every time. And everybody can do pro bono work. You know, attorneys and doctors have regular clients and patients that they do work for, but there's always that portion of the population that you want to give something back and you want to be charitable, and so it's creating that balance.
Yes, yes. There's a spiritual principle there, too, of giving.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the giving, because I've chosen to support your work financially because of the, I feel that it feeds me and it also, you know, provides a balance. I only support two other things, the Salvation Army and police widows. But that's part of my giving, you know, back into the community. And we all have a chance to do that, because for everything we give, it's not that we give to get back, but that is the principle, the giving and then you receive.
Well, when we understand that we're all individually an energy torus, that everything we create in our heart goes out there and does come back to us,
mm-hmm.
then you start saying, do I want generosity, caring, compassion, and mercy and love to come back to me? Or do I want greed, selfishness, and ideas of scarcity and lack to come back to me? It's really
up to us.
It's really up to us.
Yeah, yeah.
What you give is what comes back.
Exactly. There's a spiritual lady that has a newsletter on the internet named Pat Caffrey, C-A-F-F-R-E-Y. And she says that for right now, the future is for humanity to grow into their higher level of themselves. And for me, I said at the beginning of this program tonight, we are going, the bravest new world that we can now enter into is ourself.
Absolutely.
Our own world. We're a whole world within ourselves. And just go into all of those levels of ourself and do some house cleaning and pep it up and find out, you know, what our part is now, because the future is here now. And you certainly are moving in the right place at the right time. And I just want to thank you so much for talking with me today. Once again, give out the name, the address, and a telephone number if somebody would like to call. Reverend Danielle does her mentorship program remotely. She can do it for you anywhere in the world. And we're on the internet, so we're going out anywhere in the world. You speak English, you can call Reverend Danielle and talk with her about helping to grow into this higher level of yourself. So tell us again, name, address, telephone number.
Temple of Light, 11 Goddard, G-O-D-D-A-R-D, Goddard in Irvine, California, 92618. If you're interested in the mentorship, you can call our office at 949-333-1641. And whoever answers the phone, just let them know you're interested in talking to Reverend Danielle about the mentorship. If you're local, you can swing by and see us and check out. We have 16 classes that are now under the umbrella of the Academy of Light. It's a spiritually holistic school for practitioners, and we offer wonderful classes and certifications. The time now is to step into our power, learn all of these things,
absolutely,
either for ourselves or to help others. But the time for us now to step into our spirituality is upon us.
Whatever we've made the shift.
Absolutely.
We have made the shift. We're into the new, brave new world.
Absolutely.
Going to walk this path together with you, okay?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being with me today. We'll be talking again with you soon.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
That was fun.
So there you have it. Hi, this is Marcianne, and I'm here with Reverend Danielle, who... So there you have it. Sorry about that little clip there. So I'm just going to end this show on and just say aloha. In Hawaii, aloha means hello, goodbye, and I love you. And until next week at this same time, Fridays at 7 p.m., I'm going to say to you, thank you so much for listening, and aloha.